New Mexico PBS and New Mexico in Focus correspondent Gwyneth Doland says education funding was heavily debated before lawmakers approved a budget and sent it to Governor Susana Martinez for a signature.
Overall, lawmakers had more money to spend, and spend they did. The budget has $171 million more dollars for public schools. Governor Martinez got some more money for her education initiatives, but school districts get the choice of whether to participate in those or not, and teachers get a seat at the table. This new budget includes a 3% pay raise for state employees, including teachers, $28 million more for early childhood education. We also got $86 million for water projects, including dams and wells. It's less money than the governor wanted, but it's a lot of projects.
One of the contentious issues that everybody has been watching really closely is the lottery scholarship. There were some moves to raise the requirements. What happened with that at the end of the day?
There were a lot of people who wanted to change the eligibility requirements. If we don't have enough money to give scholarships to everybody, they said, we should require a higher GPA or require them to prove that they actually need the money. At the end of the day, what they did was pass sort of a temporary thing where they, instead of changing the eligibility, they came up with more money to pay for everybody, taking a little bit of funds from the liquor tax pool and throwing it at the lottery. They'll probably have to change that again in the next, few sessions here.
So what are some of the other big things that made it through during this session?
The legislature passed a ban on texting while driving, something they've tried to do before but not succeeded at. They agreed to create a business portal, which will be a place online where businesses can go to accomplish most of the tasks and transactions that they have to do with the state. They rejected a gambling compact that would have allowed the Navajo Nation to open more casinos, but they did pass a requirement that companies that pay the minimum wage post signs with information about a human trafficking hotline. They also passed a request that New Mexico's congressional delegation create a task force to work on the Kirtland jet fuel spill.
Well, that's a big one that affects our listeners here in the Albuquerque area, and I know everyone's been concerned about that. Let's move on and talk about what went on with the Children, Youth, and Family Services Department. It was kind of a mixed bag in there. So you want to break that down for me?
Yeah. So the legislature did pass a requirement that CYFD report statistics about the foster care system and children in the system so that they can have some information to look at and see if there are things that they want improved. There was a proposal to allow CYFD to take immediate custody of children if there were some specific signs of abuse, but that didn't happen. Democrats say they want to bring it back next time.
Okay, so let's talk about what didn't happen. Surprises in the end of what didn't take place.
What we did not see is a repeal of driver's licenses for people living in New Mexico without legal permission. A lot of people expected to see movement on that. It didn't happen. There was a proposal for the legalization of marijuana. It is not going to the voters. Didn't make it out of there. Tougher penalties for people with multiple DWIs. The minimum wage. There was a proposal to raise it from $7.50 to $8.30 and tie it to cost of living increases. But in the House, it needed 36 votes, and Democrats couldn't quite get enough help there, even with a phone call from Vice President Joe Biden to one of their more recalcitrant members.
So the $6.2 billion budget now is sitting on Governor Susana Martinez's desk, and she has 20 days to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and do line item vetoes if she feels like it. So I know that we don't have a crystal ball, but because it's a compromise bill, do you think that we should expect a lot of changes?
Well, some Republicans said they thought this budget was a little too fat. I think everyone expects that she will use her pen quite a bit to cut out things she doesn't approve of. She's done it before, and she will certainly do it this year. Everyone is just waiting to see whether it's their own projects or not, but I'm sure that she will cut some of the money out of it.
Okay, so for the next 20 days, we are just still holding our breath a little bit until we have the final picture.
Yep.
Gwyneth Doland is a correspondent with New Mexico PBS. Lawmakers adjourned the 2014 legislative session Thursday. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.